Hey, this is Wes again. This is sort of a continuation of my last podcast, which was a topic, hell yes, or phrase, hell yes or no, is a phrase we use, Will and I use to answer requests of all kinds, and we just apply that phrase to it. Is it a yes, this is yes, or is it a no? And most of the time it's a no. You know, early days it was a lot of yeses because we weren't serving what we thought was our perfect customer well yet, and we added a lot for them, and then over time it became a whole lot more no's. So that's how we've stayed simple, and that's how we'll continue to operate. And so I talked about the apps on the last one and apps for phones, and this one I'm going to talk about integration with other software companies and services. And a lot of companies, most companies that we, if you want to call it competition, a lot of them offer integration with point of sale systems and payroll systems and all kinds of other stuff on the back end. And it's a great selling point, and I get it. And that's generally, I think, the main reason that companies are going to do it, is to get customers to buy. It sounds really great, and in many cases it probably is, if done correctly and done well, and it works and they can count on it, it's great. But one of the risks is you're integrating with an entirely different company. In many cases, for us, that would be companies that are much bigger than us, companies that really don't care if our software is working correctly. Now, if we were all under the same company and we all worked together, and or if ScheduleFly actually had its own POS system and we could do it right and we could make sure it was available and reliable, then that would make more sense. But the web has made integrating with other softwares really easy through APIs and ways for you to transfer data back and forth. And it's great for some things, you know, but for things that are as core as POS stuff, like, you know, some of the requests we'd get are, hey, when my staff clocks in, we need to be able to make sure that they're, you know, scheduled. So we need our POS and our scheduling to work together. And, you know, I mean, that's some showstopper kind of stuff if it happens to not work. And imagine somebody trying to clock in and our system's down or not, or having trouble on our end, or vice versa. You know, we're trying to show stuff to the customer that's in the POS system. Maybe it's, you know, real-time sales or scheduled hours, you know, clock in and out kind of stuff. Like, if it doesn't work, it's too much of an important part of our system, and we've just chosen to keep it standalone, and we're really confident that we can always be reliable for what we do. So more so than apps, we lose opportunities because we don't have integration. But the thing is they're not the right customer to begin with. So some are, but if they want integration with POS systems, they're thinking bigger than we're here to serve. They're philosophically usually a different kind of company, and we work best with ones that, where we're all philosophically on the same page. We're, you know, I mean, Will and I've, I think he's blogged about it before, but, you know, here's a great example. If somebody, like, one problem for larger restaurant groups is people clocking in just several minutes early before they're scheduled, and it can add up to thousands of dollars, and I understand that. Like, they need a way to make sure they don't clock in early. And but most of our customers that are our perfect customers are in a position to just tell their staff, listen, don't clock in early. It's not such a giant operation across hundreds of locations or even thousands that they can't manually, you know, add a little human logic to the problem. And that's what most of ours do. Like, so providing a way for the software to do it is just overkill. And again, it would be a great selling point, and we would probably end up going a different route. And that's the other thing, is that we're not here to serve chains and larger groups, and that's what they need. And we're happy to see them go and find a solution that works best for them. Last thing I'll say on it is we do have people that outgrow us, that start out liking what we offer and then say they're going to start adding more locations, or maybe some new ownership came in and they like to look at data that POS provides, and so they'll leave us for another provider, and we're happy to see them go. It's like they've graduated, and we pat them on the back and wish them well and thank them for their business. But we'll have them come back. We'll have them come back and say, listen, it wasn't all it was cracked up to be. Is our account still on? Can we come back? And I know other companies have the same thing happen to them. They come to us and then they decide they don't like it. And they go back. So I guess my point is we're confident in not doing it. And it just makes life easier for us. And if you don't do something, this is the way I've always looked at it. If I don't do something at all, then I haven't done it poorly. People can complain that we don't do stuff, but they can't say, man, it's crap. It doesn't work. It's flaky. It's never up. But if I do something and I don't do it really well, then they can say that. And I just don't want that to happen. So anyway, that's the integration side. That's a no. I think that's it. So thanks for listening and have a great day. Bye.